This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Apple has thrown in the towel after a long fight and has reached a tentative settlement in the case of allegedly fixing the prices of electronic books. It's the civil class action case seeking $840 million. Terms of the settlement are still under seal, and it could still get derailed depending on the outcome of a related case that Apple is appealing. BP's annual World Energy Report is out today, and it turns out coal has the largest share of the global energy market since 1970. But with the U.S. government trying to curb carbon dioxide, a gas linked to climate change that emanates from coal and other fossil fuel, who is buying all this coal? Sally Herships has this one.
Just because coal use is going down in the U.S. doesn't mean it's not popular in other parts of the world.
Coal is still a fairly fast-growing fuel globally.
James Stevenson is with IHS Energy, a global research and consulting firm.
We have fairly strong growth in countries like China.
And Stevenson says Latin America, parts of the Mediterranean, and Africa, though slowly, even Germany is burning more coal because it's shutting down its nuclear power plants. Christopher Inton is an analyst with Morningstar. He says coal is easy to come by.
That's the main advantage of coal, is that it's cheap and it's available.
Inton says it's probably one of the easiest ways to get power.
What we're seeing right now is that even though that there's high coal usage in China and growing usage in some other countries, there's a significant amount of supply out there.
Even with the EPA's newly proposed regulations for carbon, it still expects coal to generate 30% of the power in this country. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.